Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to hour number two. That is 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
Hey, it's Ian.
Hey, it's Vincent.
And we have been talking, well, we were talking cryptocurrency before we had to go away for just a moment. We never say that B word. But we wanted to change direction a little bit here and talk about militias. So this is coming, it seems to come up every once in a while.
Are they a thing again?
The militias sort of fade.
Remember the 1990s, they were like really in the news,
right?
And they kind of faded out.
Well, then OKC happened and they were totally demonized. Although, I mean, they never stopped being a thing. Technically,
OKC,
under one.
You're referring to Oklahoma City
bombing, and which, yeah, I mean, after, because, you know, as Ian said, there was like the strong militia movement, and then that suddenly, okay, Oklahoma City happened. Tim McVeigh was allegedly, you know, part of a militia, and, you know, Ruby Ridge. Technically, we're all males between the ages of like 18 and 60 are part of the unorganized militia under one interpretation of the Constitution.
Well, and many states still have militia laws on the books. I mean,
when you say militia laws, you mean pro or anti?
Allowing. Specifying, detailing what the militia happens to be in that state.
Because the militia, as it was originally founded, and like recently Virginia militia, which we're going to talk about, celebrated its like 400th anniversary, because it traces back all the way to Jamestown. And militias, as you know, we know it, like from the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, changed after the Civil War. They became more centralized, and then now the militia, you know, the official militia has been replaced by the National Guard, which is pretty much federalized, and so it's in fact not a militia, and it's was antithetical to what the founders thought of as a militia.
So let's talk about what the founders were talking about when they talked about the militia. They were talking about local folks. That's what they were talking about. They were talking
defending
about local males,
right,
who could defend their communities. Now, what you know, a state prior to the Revolutionary War, you know, the state of Virginia didn't have the official Virginia Army. They didn't have a central army. They did not have a standing army. That was a big thing that these folks were against. They did not want a bunch of soldiers in uniform running around and saying that they were in charge. That was something the Redcoats did. They didn't like rule under England. So the militia was simply your neighbors. That's what it was your neighbors. And if something came, if Indians attacked your village, your neighbors would all band together and you would fight back. Or you would protect the innocents. And that's the idea. What I think the militia movements tried to do in the 80s and 90s and into the 2000s was to kind of bring back that idea. You don't have to have a standing army to take care of stuff at home. You can just take care of it locally. And that's why a lot of states still have militia laws. You saw a real burst in activity on two sides. You saw a lot of people that were pro-gun try to resurrect militias, and it became the new boogeyman for people on the left. And they were up in arms, the idea that people, first of all, they were up in arms about people being up in arms. They could have arms in the first place. That just flew in the face of their sensitivity.
Well, not people. In general, it's people other than the government having arms.
Right. Right.
Because, I mean, these people say they're anti-gun, they're just anti-civilians having guns. They just want the people who work for the government to own guns.
Yes, but they can't look at that critically and say, that's what I mean. You know, they don't say, I only trust the government to have guns. They don't even think in those terms. It's the practical result of what they're advocating, but they don't practically come out and say it. They don't say, I want Trump to have complete military control over all my Democrat friends. They don't think that many steps ahead,
mm-hmm.
but that's the reality of it. But something happened in Virginia, and this is...
Something's been happening in Virginia, and that is, I think we covered it over the weekend, that there's a huge conflict now that Democrats have taken over the state government. Apparently that's a new thing for Virginia, and they've yes. got the governor... office, and they have their representatives that got control of that as well. And so there have been several bills that are being put forward. I don't believe they have passed yet, but they are expected to pass that will put significant restrictions on gun ownership in the state of Virginia. And many gun owners, including sheriffs across the state, are very upset about this, and they are pledging to oppose this. The sheriffs, I believe 90 out of the 95 counties now, there was a guy who owns a gun shop who called into our show over the weekend
nice.
Who told us the super majority of the counties, the sheriffs in those counties, have said they will not enforce these gun restrictions if the state passes them. And so what has happened as a result of that is there's now a bill that's being proposed, apparently, to fire any sheriff who refuses to enforce the law.
And I've seen discussion about people saying, like, you know, this is Twitter, right? This is on the Twitterverse. That's a discussion I've been seeing, which obviously is no consensus. But some people on the left are saying that want to try and convince the governor to have the National Guard to go into some of these counties mm-hmm. and townships. And the National Guard replied on Twitter, and they gave a non-answer, which I think is very foreboding.
Interesting. They didn't come out and say, no, we're not here for you to...
No, they said for, like, monitoring the situation.
Unbelievable. This is the problem with centralization. Centralization keeps coming up. When you centralize too much power in one place, people, unfortunately, governments will use it. The idea of a militia is to have a decentralized force. A force of people coming from their homes to protect your community, and that's not a bad thing. We've got a story here.
I just have a tweet here from the Virginia National Guard. It was from the Adjutant General of Virginia. We have received multiple questions regarding proposed legislation of the 2020 General Assembly session and the authority of the Governor of Virginia to employ the Virginia National Guard in a law enforcement role. We understand and respect the passion people feel for the U.S. Constitution and Second Amendment rights. We will not speculate about the possible use of a Virginia National Guard. I encourage everyone to be patient while we allow our elected officials to work through the legislative process. We have not received any requests from the governor or anyone on his staff about serving in law enforcement role related to any proposed legislation.
Interesting. So that whole idea that the military can't function as... law enforcement, let me see, what was that called? That came
Posse comitatus.
Yeah, that kind of came about during now. We've disregarded it several times before, so maybe Virginia feels they can.
I thought there was an exemption for the National Guard because they're not technically the military, given that they are under state control. Well, and they can be nationalized if need be, but by default they are under state control, so therefore they are not applied to posse comitatus.
You can take a idea like posse comitatus and begin carving out exemptions for everybody.
Well, like they had a gun confiscation, in New Orleans during Katrina.
They had the National Guard doing that. Yeah, yep. That's right.
Confiscating guns. This comes to us from the Washington Examiner. Virginia County passes resolution emphasizing, quote, a right to a militia. Local leaders in a southwest Virginia county have approved a resolution placing an emphasis on citizens' rights to form a militia and disavowing gun control measures expected to pass through the state legislature next year. The Board of Supervisors of Tazewell County approved on December 3rd two resolutions, according to local television station WJHDL.
Too many letters.
Yeah, too many letters. WJHL, the first resolution, declared the county a Second Amendment sanctuary, mirroring an effort in several other municipalities around the country. We'll tell you more. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Are you pro-gun? Are you pro-militia? Or are you against them?
This is Free Talk Live. All the sanctuaries. We're coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number, but that's not the only way you can get in touch with us. Free Talk Live has a presence on almost every social media platform you can imagine. But you can also hit us up through Discord. Discord is a very cool app. Just go to Discord.com. Download the app for your phone. You should play.
They have Discord.com. I know DiscordApp.com is their website.
Okay,
but
good.
I don't know if Discord.com is theirs.
I thought it was. That's all right.
I'll check.
My mistake. Or go to your app store or your Play store, download the Discord app, use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and if you contact us, you will sound like you are right in the studio with us. In studio it is, Chris.
You are right, Chris. They do have Discord.com, but for whatever reason, it forwards you to DiscordApp.com. Why wouldn't you just use the shorter one? Anyway, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
And we have been talking militias and what's going on in Virginia. There's a big uproar, and the show has covered it at length. About the Democrats being in power and promising all sorts of new restrictions on firearms.
In Virginia.
And training,
in Virginia,
too.
Yes, and training and everything else. A county in Virginia has passed basically a resolution. And what are resolutions? Resolutions are the government's
statement.
They say something. And they may forward their resolution to the governor. They may forward it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have any teeth. It's just a statement. But
well, what would have teeth is if the sheriff of this particular county were to say any state agents who come into this county and intend to arrest somebody for violating these laws, we consider the laws to be unconstitutional, and we will arrest any state agents that come into our county for that purpose. And we will not help you.
And there's a precedent for that. That's why Bill Cooper, who was a radio show host who predicted 9/11, got killed by a police, evaded the IRS. That's how he was able to evade the IRS for years. It was because the sheriff of his community wouldn't put up with any feds sniffing around.
Yeah, there.
Because the sheriff has that power, right? And, but most sheriffs are bought and paid for and part of a system. So obviously, you can't depend on them.
And this county is doing what a lot of counties have said, is that we will provide no county funds for use in doing this. In other words, if the feds are going to come go door to door and seize all firearms or all AR-15s or whatever, they can't do it alone. They just can't. You can't go into a county of 50,000 people, 100,000 people, and the feds don't. This is the reality, folks. They talk about all this, and all the people in America will quake in their boots. But when you start to look at the number, what are the actual numbers of federal law enforcement agents? They can't. They couldn't go into a county of 100,000 people and seize all guns. And what the counties are doing, which makes sense, is say, okay, you can tell us we have to do this, but we're not providing any funding for any effort to support this unconstitutional act. So it denies them that. They can provide all the money they want, but they can't have access to the people they need, which are boots on the ground. Which I think is a good way to strangle them.
This is a really interesting thing to watch, what's going on in Virginia right now. It's definitely a potential flashpoint. I know a lot of people who want to see violence are getting excited about this. They think this is going to be what they call the boogaloo, which I think is the silliest name for what it describes, which is, violence and people killing each other.
Helter-skelter.
Over whatever governmental policies. But some people believe that this is going to be it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, I'll say on the right, and a lot of libertarians do. I mean, we do look forward to a final proof that the federal government is incapable of enforcing what it does. We know it's not. They make us. Most of the terror wrought by politicians is political. They can say things, they can pass laws, and if people continue to just blindly obey those laws, then they've done it without, you know, pulling a trigger, without any bloodshed.
Well, but I think because of the indoctrination to public schools and everything, and just how the system works and the media, that there's enough kislings and stupid sheeple that will do just that. I mean, I think at this point, the people who just blindly follow the system, even, you know, people who might be vocally against it, as soon as, you know, rubber hits the road, they're going to immediately, you know, wet their pants and say, yes, sir. And I think that's why we're not, you know, I'm not particularly optimistic about any of this.
Well, most people are not willing to you know, rock the boat. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to fight City Hall. They're afraid, rightfully so, of what the government gang could do to them because they see all around them, oh, well, you know, I don't want to stop paying taxes. Look what they did to Wesley Snipes or the guy from Survivor years ago. Even though millions of people get away with it every single year, there's enough single cases, high-profile cases, to scare people away. Whereas if a bunch of people stopped paying, they wouldn't be able to build enough jails to put them in.
Right.
It just wouldn't even be a possibility. And the same thing's true on a local level. If enough people didn't just go along to get along, and let's say they received a speeding ticket, if 10% of the speeding ticket recipients would just challenge it in court, I guarantee you it would get to the point where they would be so frustrated they'd have to throw almost all of them out.
Right.
Because they don't have enough courts. They don't have enough time to do all of those cases, to prosecute them all. Even though they would likely win them, if they did, they just wouldn't. It would be such a burden to them. And so what you're touching on here, Chris, is absolutely true. The government really is, the government gang, as we know them, they really do rule by consent. I know that sounds crazy, right, to those of us who are libertarians, because we say, well, we don't consent, and we don't, but most people do. They believe in the system. They believe that even if their guy doesn't get in this time, next time, they'll work twice as hard, and they'll get their guy in, and then their guy will put in their viewpoints, and they'll force them down the throats of all those other people who are currently forcing their viewpoint down the throats of the people who want to get in control. And it just cycles back and forth and back and forth, and people somehow believe this is beneficial to society, and it's ridiculous.
Right. I hope for a day when people just sort of wake up to that fact that I'm just advocating force. I'm advocating that people be hurt by what I want, and because they didn't go along with me. I don't think anybody in their heart, if you ask them that question, do you want other people to be hurt for what you want? Nobody would really say yes.
Unless they're a psychopath.
They are. If they're a psychopath, then they're absolutely going to do that. Hey, it's worth it. I mean, I want to be able to park my car on the street during a snowstorm. If people park there, they should be shot. I mean, what kind of a person would say that? But I think it's going to take just that grasp of force, the idea that when you demand something of your politicians, and that's going to force it against people who don't want it. I don't
We're
know.
Far, far away from that.
I know, but I hope we get closer, and that's why we talk about it here.
Sure.
We want one more person to grasp that, and if we do that, then it is not a wasted evening on Free Talk Live. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax.
It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happened to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
President Trump's first comments after the Democratic-led House chose to impeach the president. President Trump continues.
And, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do.
The Senate gave the thumbs up on a $1.4 trillion spending package that will fund the federal government through the end of September 2020. The package, which includes policy victories for both parties, does include funding for President Trump's border wall. The president is expected to sign the bills on Friday, avoiding the threat of another government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's free. 855-450-3733. I wanted to ask you a simple question. Are you getting enough fruits and vegetables? Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com. In studio, it's Chris,
Andy, and Vincent,
and we have been talking militias. The militia movement is trying to get resurrected in Virginia because they have they're facing a Democrat majority in the Virginia legislature, and they have a Democratic governor who promises. Just, we're going to take away everything. And now they're coming out and saying, no, we're not saying we're going to do a mandatory gun buyback quite yet. But they're talking about it. They're looking at the problem closely.
Well, these people are like the evilest, most insidious incrementalists that the world has ever seen. Like, it began with the NFA, which said, oh, we're just going to, you know, prevent people from owning literal machine guns. And then now we're like...
National Firearms Act of 1933.
Yeah, I think 33 or 34, 34. But yeah, in the 30s. Yeah, and then now it's like in New York, you're not allowed to own a handgun unless you go through like a year's worth of hoops. And yeah, here's where we are.
Yeah. So this is why, and I count myself amongst the pro-Second Amendment crowd, this is why we get really up in arms when you say, well, we're just going to make the background checks a little more rigid. You know, we're just going to...
Well, you don't support crazy people getting guns, do you?
Exactly. Yes, I do. And I absolutely support the rights, key word, I support the rights of the insane to protect themselves against people with deadly force. I don't believe that people that are felons, because you committed a felony and you served time and you've been released because the state feels they've rehabilitated you, I don't think that you've lost your right to defend yourself forever. That's what these laws do. And they don't want to apply them to the insane, and they already have laws against that, and they don't want to apply it towards felons. They already have laws against that. They want to look at regular, ordinary people, simply saying you don't have a need to have that. And I may not have a need to have that, but I got a right to have it.
Well, but why don't you just call the police if you've got a problem? They'll come protect you.
They will. They'll be there in just 5-10 minutes to my house.
But Ian, I thought you said you don't want crazy people owning guns.
This idea that you can rely on the police to protect you, and it's been set in court by the U.S. Supreme Court time and time again, the police have no obligation to protect you. Nope. So this is who you are relying on.
You cannot hold them liable for not protecting you. There's no way to do it.
Right. So we had talked about the efforts.
They might. You know, they might protect you. If you are in the right place at the right time, or they might come kill you. You know, they might think you're the intruder or whatever.
Well, to be fair,
or if you're a dog.
Yeah, I was gonna say they kill dogs way more often than they kill people. To be fair,
do they?
Oh yeah, yeah. Puppy side's like
they kill a lot of people too.
Thing. They do kill a lot of people, but they
I've never
kill
compared
a
the numbers.
Lot more dogs.
Interesting.
Almost every call, it seems like, that has a dog, and even when they just show up, the dog's going down.
Well, and if you're just a regular civilian slave, if, like, you hit a dog with your car, you have to, like, report that, right? If you hit a cat, you don't have to say anything, but if you hit a dog, at least I learned this in driver's ed, you have to report it. It's a crime. It's like a hit and run, you know, to a certain extent, if you kill a dog. But, I mean, these cops, you know, they end up killing dogs. They end up blinding babies by throwing flashbangs into the crib, and they don't have to answer to that. They just... You know, they just leave. I remember I was reading in like Burlington or somewhere in Vermont where it was a cop who punched someone because they were using bad words, and the person ended up dying. And from what I read in the Valley News, the coroner said that the punch caused the person's death, but the judge threw it out, so the cop is free. The cop doesn't have to do anything, right? It's like the Roman Empire, right? So if you were a citizen, you could just kill slaves, you could do whatever you want, and the slaves just got to sit there and take it like good little boys.
Right. Right. Well, we're going to flip gears here where we go to Slate magazine. So, again, militias have been in the news. Slate has an article titled How to Neutralize a Militia. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna learn something here.
I mean, as if they haven't already been neutralized all around the country, where with all the honeypots and ATF traps and FBI and state police, at some point they're all being together at the honeypot, honeypotting each other.
What is a honeypot for listeners who don't know what that
means? It's where a federal agency would start a militia or KKK group or something just to attract crazies, they would like it. It's sort of like entrapment, where they would say, okay, you know, here we're going to saw off these shotguns, we're going to create these bombs. And so basically, in places where there wouldn't have been a crime, where there wouldn't have been some sort of conspiracy,
they encourage them to do illegal things, is what you're
right.
saying.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, it's like the people who are advocating illegal stuff in these honeypots are from other agencies that, you know, yeah, which is why we need the Department of Homeland Security, so these agencies could all coordinate for honeypots of each other.
So according to Slate, nearly every state has the legal tools to crack down on paramilitaries. Why don't they use them? Not so long ago, it was possible to laugh off the American militia movement as a bunch of old white guys and gun nuts playing army in the woods or freaking out about black helicopters. After the past 5 years, no one is laughing. From the Bunkerville standoff, that's the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada, to Unite the Right, armed right-wing extremists have organized to put their most brazen displays since the days of the Oklahoma City bombing. So I'm just going to say that's a pretty inflammatory opening, and they're kind of lumping everybody in.
It's called poisoning. It's like a poisoning the well fallacy. I mean, comparing, yeah, you know, the Bundy Ranch, which is about grazing rights and, yeah, it was about grazing rights and, I think
property rights.
Probably, yeah, property rights, comparing it to, you know, the skinhead march in Charlottesville.
Yeah, or literally to the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, terrorist bombing.
Yeah, terrorist bombing.
They killed a bunch of children.
It continues. This year, Patriot Prayer events have sparked regular brawls in the typically calm streets of Portland, Oregon.
Sparked them? I'm pretty sure the Patriot Prayer was, you know, responding in a lot of cases to Antifa. And now, I'm not saying Patriot Prayer is completely innocent as far as they didn't want to pick a fight, but it takes two to fight. And,
right.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't for, you know, if it wasn't for Antifa starting the fight, now, I agree, and there are a lot of bonehead idiots who join these right-wing groups who do want to fight, like, you know, Gavin McInnes and the Proud Boys. They, before they were charged, they were talking about violence and such. But, I mean, it is Antifa that's starting it. So, I mean, they are, you know, they are the start of a problem.
Antifa, a very far-left group. And that's...
Who also has no problem with violence.
Which has...
Or guns.
That's true. In April, a xenophobic vigilantes in the United Constitutional Patriots broadcast themselves on YouTube, rounding up hundreds of people crossing the border into New Mexico at a special session of the Virginia legislature convened in July to address gun violence after the Virginia Beach shootings. Militia members stood armed along the route members of the public took to talk to their elected officials. My gosh, people were standing there with guns.
On public property.
I think they're suggesting they were trying to intimidate folks.
If you're intimidated by the sight of a gun, you are too easily intimidated.
You're from Massachusetts, likely.
Right. If they're aiming a gun at you, I understand, but the sight of a gun should not do that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I wanted to tell you what's new with Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And Vincent.
And we have been talking militias, so we talked about what's going on in Virginia. Now we're listening to, we're reading, we want you to listen to what you can do, you know, to neutralize these guys, because they're bad, according to the people at Slate. I think it's fair to say they're bad, according to lots of Democrats in the United States. A lot of people oppose the idea that neighbors could look after neighbors. And this article is pointing out...
Well, that's not how they see it. They see the militia as a threat to the status quo.
Absolutely.
That they could shoot at their precious government agents or something like that.
God forbid. This article led off by, first of all, you know, comparing anyone in militia groups like the Bunkerville standoff with Bundy Ranch, comparing them to the Oklahoma City bombing, and
even though that was one guy,
yeah,
well it was it was, what was it? It was Terry Nichols,
two guys.
Ver was a third person who is German, but he's been the feds have been protecting that guy. So I mean, it's you know, it's there's just so much that doesn't get reported on these things, and it's just so fishy, but, you know, whatever. People have the attention span back then of a mouse, so if they didn't follow up on it today, people have the attention span of a goldfish, so there's even less chance we're going to find out the truth about that.
It's insane. We're going to go to the phones, where we've got John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, my grandfather just died today. I just got the news, and
sorry to hear that.
What makes it even worse is last time I talked to him, we were in argument.
Uh huh. What about?
I think that, like, when I leave the room, that that was going to be the last time I see him. Leave him on that note. Like, we were having an argument specifically, like, about how people from my generation are spoiled with technology, how we're too reliant on it, and I think he has a good point about it, but I was getting frustrated. I said to him, no, you're too reliant on technology, and then I unplugged his life support.
That's terrible. Why would you do that?
Thanks for the call.
Oh, man.
And at least it was clean.
Yeah, I predicted
that was original. That was pretty good. I haven't.
Yeah, we didn't have to. We didn't have to hit the dump button. So I always feel good when we don't have to do that.
Oh my!
That was a good troll call. I have to say,
it's one of the better.
Creative.
Ones.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was the best one I've heard in quite a while.
We should all have like numbered cards we could hold up when the trolls call. I got a 5, 7, 6. Yeah, still.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it was unbelievable. It's like, oh, you know, what is calling into Free Talk Live your coping mechanism?
It's, I don't, sometimes I don't. We're going to go back to this article from Slate. The rise in paramilitary activity could reach a fever pitch in 2020 since many anti-government groups have embraced President Donald Trump as their champion.
Really? Didn't Donald Trump ban bump stocks?
Through executive order. Yeah, but that's the thing with these people. They rationalize it by saying, oh, well, you know, he had to give a little bit of leeway, right? Because that's what strong leaders, that's what, you know, at least classical champions do. They compromise. But I just want to say that I do agree that there is paramilitary activity increasing. Yeah, and it's from the police, right? You know, they have, like, I saw there was a kosher market shooting, and they show via the SWAT that shows up, and it's just like they're dressed in olive drab, you know, they're dressed in military gear, they have a helmet, they have a Kevlar, they have a rifles, they have the armored vehicles, they have the same thing in New Hampshire that I've seen firsthand, and that's not what people are talking about, right? No one gets freaked out about that because they have, you know, they have badges, and that's how they get around posse comitatus, by having, you know, having the police become an army.
Well, right, and the police have become our standing army. The idea that Barney Fife and these ideas of what a peace officer should be.
Well, like even Wyatt Earp, who, you know, wasn't perfect, but I mean, he got stuff done and he didn't tread on too many people doing it.
Well, the idea that he would show up now today with, you know, Kevlar plates, with, you know, an AR, a fully automatic, and a lot of these guys carry semi-automatic, but law enforcement they got the law behind them. They can have fully automatic weapons. That they can be armed with grenades. They can use grenade launchers. They can use any kind of tear gas they wish in any circumstance that they deem fit.
Oh yeah, they used
unchecked.
I forget it was somewhere in Texas. There was a shooter who shot and killed 6 cops. And how they got him was they put a bomb on a drone, a little robot, and then they drive up the robot and then blow up the bomb.
Right.
So, I mean, why not just let, you know, cops have artillery so they could call in artillery strikes? Because, you know, they're too scared to enter the building with one man with a rifle, like a cheap Chinese-made rifle.
That's the issue. So, apparently, these people at Slate have no issue with military acting as paramilitary groups. But they do with.
Well, they want their guy to be in charge. Right. I mean, they got a problem when it's Trump who's in charge of the military. If it's Obama who's bombing people, it's okay.
Right.
Oh, and there's plenty of left wing militias. Well, actually, verse two I could think of. There's Redneck Revolt, who has like post videos of them, you know, shooting guns, and there's the Austin Red Guard, which would show up at like events and, you know, brandish weapons and, you know, scare people. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see Right Wing Watch or the ADL or the SPLC or Slate kvetch and complain about those groups. No, I mean, it's just such a disgusting double standard.
For months, Trump has insinuated that outcome short of his reelection, any outcome short of his reelection should be considered illegitimate. Impeachment and the ongoing campaign could bring his most vehement supporters into the streets armed. Unbelievable.
Very scary, very fear-mongering story here.
Already the Oath Keepers, a national network of armed far-right extremists.
Aren't you one of those guys?
I used to be one of those guys.
Really? What happened?
I lost respect for them.
What happened? Why? Because you were relatively...
I was in charge of New Hampshire. Yeah. My issue with them more had to do with leadership and whether funds were flowing to the people that actually needed them to organize.
As opposed to the leadership or something?
Funds like flowing to Stuart Rhodes.
The founder of
Oath Keepers.
So you think he was skimming or just taking because he was the founder?
I'm just saying it never added up to me, and mm-hmm. I... ceased to pay dues, and still they kept referring to me as the point of contact for the state. So it's really interesting that, like, if you looked at the Southern Poverty Law Center and typed in, yeah, then my address would show up. Okay,
oh,
geez.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
When, you know, and Ian's been on the SPLC as a right-wing sovereign citizen extremist. But, I mean, about the dues, you know, it's like antithetical to the whole militia thing anyways, because from my understanding, the militia, if you were in a militia, you're responsible for your own gear. You had to bring your own rifle, your own ammunition, your own blanket, and then now, like, oh, yeah, now, you know, what do they provide in exchange for all of that? Are they going to buy your gun? Are they going to pay for your range time?
Well, to talk about Oath Keepers a little bit, I think originally a lot of people supported them because it was a very libertarian message. Stuart Rhodes got his start, really, in the Ron Paul days and worked for Ron Paul for some period of time. The idea was we would contribute money to spread this idea that you can disobey an unlawful order, and it doesn't matter who it comes from. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.